I've been reading a lot of astrology charts, and I like to today talk about how we can differentiate between subjective time and objective time, right? We have subjective states of consciousness and objective states of consciousness. And I see this through the symbols of astrology, and as I read the symbols and do my best to explain the expressions of the personality and the life cycles that the personality goes through, I begin to think about some wonderful explanations, excuse me, that an author that I read a few years ago, he explained objective time and subjective time better than anyone else I've came across. And over the years, once those seeds were planted, I began to practice how to expand my consciousness and travel at infinite speed across the universe. Okay, it's very personal, but we all do this, whether we know it or not. But if we can have the realizations, we do this on a conscious level. Okay. This is when we expand our conscious to great degrees and our consciousness evolves. So, Mr. Bentov, I'm going to show a few charts, but he explains it to a degree where we can move through the void at infinite speed without interference. Okay. Now, a lot of times we don't believe our own thoughts, but these are limited thoughts. Okay. These are thoughts that eventually we can go beyond and know that we have unlimited consciousness. We just have to train our mind, which is limited in form. Okay. We have a limited mind that believes, based off programming and a lot of impressions that have been impacted in the subconsciousness, and it reflects back that what I see in front of me is true, which is just an appearance. Okay. Our senses can actually go beyond also. Our senses are not limited. Our senses can travel with our consciousness. So moving through the void at infinite speed sounds impossible, right, to the mind. But actually, we're not moving at all. We are filling the void with our consciousness and senses. Okay. It's important to know that the human consciousness has no limits, right? We can travel the universe, we can jump universes, we can fill the cosmos of all universes, right? There's unlimited amount of universes out there, and we're in one. Training our consciousness, growing our consciousness, and evolving our consciousness to where we can go beyond what we believe we can. And the more we expand our consciousness, the faster our sense of motion in all direction becomes. Or instead of our sense of motion being in all directions, we can focus in one direction, right? Something going on outside. And we can have infinite speed, which means distances makes no difference. We have no limits. And our perception of time changes in altered states of consciousness. So let's get into it. Here we have a simple image, or I should say it's a graph, a simple graph where we have objective time and subjective time. Now, they both overlap each other. Okay. They overlap each other. And here we are, right, in the present now moment. But we have the capacity to actually move, travel objective time and subjective time. Even though we're not moving at all, our consciousness can move in these directions. But how? Well, let's use an example. If we move in objective time, and it takes 1 second, our subjective time can actually be 3 seconds long. Okay, dependent on the altered state of consciousness that we're in. Okay. This is why meditation is so important, because we're actually going within and exploring our consciousness. Okay. Subjective time and objective time is relative, but the more we can explore subjective time and not just rely on our senses from grabbing from the outside the objective world, then the more we can stretch our consciousness across the universe. Okay. I've been doing this for a couple of years now, but it wasn't until this year that it became much more, it's grown to a state where it's becoming easier. Okay. The way I can remember in 2020, 2021, when I began to try and understand this concept. At the time, I had no idea of what I'm talking about, but I had a hard time letting go of limited beliefs, right? These concepts that I had to let go of, these limited thought patterns. And eventually I learned how to drop into my heart space, and I began to explore my subjective realm and have greater understandings of myself, of who we all are, right? Now, why should we want to understand how to travel at infinite speed across the cosmos and universe? It's because, to put it simply, while we're here in physical form, it's not so much the ego we want to keep growing. We want to grow our consciousness. Okay. Yes, we have to grow an ego early in life, because the ego helps us individuate, right? And we get to explore the duality. We can call it duality. We get to explore extremes of ourself. We can measure within form, because we're in this dense vibration. We can learn that everything is slowed down, but we're actually moving very quickly while in form. It just hasn't seemed that way compared to the other kingdoms, right? But going back to why we should learn these concepts, not just metaphysical concepts, but this is where science and metaphysical come together. Science has given us already plenty of visuals for our conscious mind to contemplate on with the satellite images. All right, we have a really good idea of how big our solar system is. We have measurements that allow us to perceive that the sun is 93 million miles away. All of these concepts helps us expand our consciousness on the inner world. We just have to come to the realization that we can use our subjective vantage point to travel anywhere. All right. Now, when we, again, let's go back to the one objective second can equal three subjective seconds. And this is just an example. The more we practice this, one objective second can become 10 subjective seconds. We're able to stretch our consciousness. All right. We can stretch our consciousness from where we're at to the edge of the solar system. We can stretch our consciousness to the edge of the universe. We can stretch our consciousness from where we're at right here and now to the edge of the cosmos, which contains all the universes. We can even stretch our consciousness beyond our cosmos and jump into other cosmos with other universes. This sounds very science fiction, but it's with everything that is anything's possible. Okay. All right. So with subjective time, we can feel objective space and go anywhere. All right. It's inevitable that all of us are expanding our consciousness and we all will become omnipresent. All right. Every single one of us are here in a Earth school to learn how consciousness works. We are expanding our consciousness every day. We are learning these concepts and growing our consciousness, evolving our consciousness. So we're all in this together. All right. So I think I'll stop here today. I wanted to say this out loud. This is to plant a seed thought in the conscious mind, because this worked for me a couple of years ago and it became a reality. So just know that all of us can reach a altered state of consciousness where we can have a correct understanding of how objective time, objective space, and subjective time and subjective space, they actually work together. Okay. In the following videos after this one, I'm going to give some more examples of actually traveling the cosmos and what is perceived. And I'll even talk about how I've traveled the cosmos and do the best I can to express it in language. But Bentov, he did an excellent job putting these concepts in a very simple way, which I think a lot of us can use to speed up our understanding of how we can grow our consciousness, evolve our consciousness.